It's good to see you today. 50% chance, one way or the other, most of the day. Rain or sunshine, doesn't really matter. Doesn't really matter. We've been blessed. As far as I know, no one's had any floods around here, huh? We haven't had any tornadoes, and everybody's had lots of crazy weather. Hopefully, if you've known people or you've had friends or even if you just don't know anybody, but you know there's believers who are in the places that have experienced all this crazy weather. And this is the time when God activates them. Their example, their investment, their the way they handle it even speaks. So, let's not forget to pray for those folks. Because this is their time in a lot of ways for God to raise them up and to be His hands and feet and to be in opportunities that they normally wouldn't have. Today we are going to do the next in the boxcars of what I've been talking about. As we talk about us finding ministry that is going to give us an abundant life, and at the same time, fruitfulness for God's kingdom. And again, as I talk about these things, I'm gonna confess, especially today, there's an element of imprecision about what I'm talking about. We know these things exist because we experience them and we know. But we know. Everybody, does anybody in here have a skill? Anybody have a skill? Something you know is a skill. Stuff, okay? Some kind of skill, okay? Whether it's with your hands or whether it's with your mind, either way, there's some kind of skill. Or perhaps some ability that you have. Or even some talent that you have. Now, I'm going to do the best I can to kind of put some kind of definition to those things, but the reality is they're all very close together, and that's why I talk about them all at the same time, is because sometimes it's next to impossible to really draw exact definitions and exact lines between all these things. But the reality is they are a part of who we are, and we know that every good and perfect gift comes from God. Okay, so even though these abilities and talents that we're going to talk about today, even though they may not be spiritual gifts, that doesn't mean that they're not important, that they're not a part of what God's given to us, who He's made us to be, and that they also aren't supposed to be used to be fruitful for the kingdom of God. That's very important we keep all that in perspective. So we talked about our purpose, who we are as people of God in this world. We talked about sort of making a distinction between, as we talk about all these things that God has given to us to be placed in service of the kingdom, that the reality is, most of the time, the church in America has kind of got unhitched from the train, and we try to make it sound like all these things, we have these conversations about how we serve only inside the four walls of the church. And that is not the context that I am talking about these things. I am talking about these things in terms of being used for fruitful ministry that brings abundant life to us when we exercise them in the world so that the Christ that we know shines through in the darkness. Because if we just stay inside the light bulb, we don't really do that always the way we need to. So, we talked about purpose. We talked about passions and interests. I'm still sound like I'm in a bottle. And then we talked about the purpose, the passions and interests. We talked about personal style last week. And this week, we talk about something I can't put a P to. And that's talents, skills, and abilities. Okay, there just is no P there, guys. So we're going to just follow the no P train here today. Okay, so talented, skilled, and able is what we're talking about today. And it's using your tools. You can imagine the whole idea of having a toolbox. Okay. And these are things that you and I have been given through our experiences, sometimes through our family of origin, through people that we knew things that we were exposed to, and somehow we have garnered these things, these abilities, these skills, and these talents along the way. Okay. I want to, first of all, talk about a little bit of definition between the three. So let's talk a little bit, again, there's no way that I can do a cut and dry definition of all these things. They do sort of overlap. They're so closely related at times that the words, you can't come up with a distinction, but I'm going to do the best I can to at least define what I'm talking about. First of all, abilities is kind of the broad term for you could use for all this stuff if you wanted to. Okay, abilities are natural aptitudes or acquired proficiencies. Okay, so that means, for some reason in my experience, somewhere along the way, I got warped. Okay, it was a good warp, but it was a warp. Now, Regina will tell you it's a brain defect. Okay? And Dusty will tell you that somehow it's an anointing that came from Doug Dorman, but that's not true because my dad did the same thing. But it is this ability to connect words and ideas that are totally in the realms of their disciplines, totally unrelated, but somehow when I hear them, they all of a sudden become related. And then I can draw those together, and I hear a word, and I use it in a different context, and it's stupid to some and funny to others. Okay, that is a talent. At least for me it is. Some people would say it's an ability. Now, a little more seriously, I'm an English major in the way that I ended up being. I gravitated. I could read things. I could see things in the stories. I could understand all the things going on. I could see themes. I could see symbolism. I can see all that stuff. Whenever I read, that stuff is just there for me. Some of you can look at a story and it's just a nice story. So for me, that is a talent because I can look at it, I can evaluate, I can analyze, I can pull it apart, I can put it back together again, I can talk about it. It's just something I have a talent for. It's not something I do with my hands, but it's something I do with my head. But it's a talent. And the reason why it's a talent, which is it's a subset of ability because it is somewhat of an acquired proficiency. I didn't just pop into the world and all of a sudden have this ability. It was something through my experience that I tried it and I failed because my senior English teacher told me that I failed. I would get B pluses over F on my papers. I'd get a B plus for trying, for ideas, but when it came down to writing it and expressing it, I didn't do such a good job. And then something funny happened whenever I got to be a freshman in college. All of a sudden, professors started saying, hey, that's pretty good. And you know what? I started believing it when they started telling me that they thought that was pretty good. So what it did was it moved me in that direction. And I kept doing more of what I thought was good and what they told me was good. And it became an ability, an acquired proficiency that became for me a talent. John, pop up the next thing up there. Talents, I'm going to kind of talk about them this way. They're developed abilities that are often matching mind and body that have been acknowledged positively. In other words, you know it's a talent because somebody said, you know, you're good at that. You do that well. Then you come to believe that's a talent. Does that make sense? You wouldn't think it was a talent if you did not have reinforced support telling you this is something you're good at. That's what makes a talent. Okay? So that's kind of little different degrees. An ability that's been affirmed. Okay? So you now believe it's something you do well consistently. And then the last thing I'm going to talk about is skills. And that involves more dexterity or coordination, especially in the execution of some kind of learned physical task. Okay. Now, that may not be true because there may be skills that are more mental and academic. You know, I'm just trying to throw terminology out we can talk about, not because, goodness gracious, all these are perfect definitions, because they're not. Okay. In fact, the reality is this is a lot more ooey-gooey than I'd like it to be. But you understand the kinds of things we're talking about. Does this make sense to you so far? These things are things that God has allowed into our lives either because we've been exposed to them and affirmed or because we've somehow needed to develop them and we can do them now to the degree that we can do it with confidence. Those things are just as valuable to the kingdom of God as those spiritual gifts that we're going to talk about next week. Because God can use them too. Fruit can come out of them for the kingdom. I know I'm repeating, but I got to reinforce it. Okay. So these are the things that we're talking about. Let me just state my disclaimers as we go before I skip to the next slide. Talent, skills, and abilities can be productive in the kingdom purposes just like spiritual gifts. They seem to be more static, though, than spiritual gifts and involved in the experience of the individual. You know what that word static means? Okay. Dynamic means changes. Static means they kind of stay the same consistently. And they're more involved in those experiences that we've had as we were affirmed, as we developed. They're more kind of locked within who we are. We can always learn more. Okay. I'm not saying you can't learn more skills, abilities, talents, but they are locked in the individual more. Talents, skills, and abilities can be learned, unlike spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts are just God-given. You can develop them, but you don't learn a spiritual gift. But you can learn a skill. You can develop a talent. You can do those things. Talents, skills, and abilities, and spiritual gifts all have to be developed in order to be fruitful for God's plan. So however we get them, however God allows us to acquire all this stuff, when you put it all together, it's for the purpose of growing the kingdom. And that's something that's true for all of them and all of them together. Because that's really what we are. We are individually and corporately, all of us together, all these things put together for a purpose. All right. We're going to look at a couple of passages. The first passage is one that most people will relate to describe the fact that God, even in the Old Testament, was talking about spiritual gifts, and in this case, it's the spiritual gift of craftsmanship or workmanship. Now, I'm not trying to argue whether that is a spiritual gift or not. I'm just trying to get you to see that if you look at it as one of the items in a list that it said that God gave, it's there whether it's a gift or whether it's something that was developed, okay, or something that people learn. Now, here's the passage. And there's one or two other passages in Exodus that repeat this same thing. So it's not the only place that it's said. Then Moses said to the Israelites, "See, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God." So we know he's got the Holy Spirit. Says he's filled with the Spirit of God. Then he says he's also filled with skill. Now, whether it's the Spirit given that skill, again, you and I can debate that all day long, and we still won't necessarily know. But we know that they've got the Spirit, and God's given them skill, and he's given them ability, and he's given them knowledge in all kinds of crafts to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones. Did I miss one? There we go. To work in wood and to engage in all kinds of artistic craftsmanship. And he's given both him and Oliab, the son of Ahisamach, how about that, of the tribe of Dan, the ability to teach others. Wow, there's a lot of abilities here, isn't there? A lot of skills. He has filled them with skill to do all kinds of work as craftsmen, designers, embroiderers in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine linen, and weavers. All of them master craftsmen and designers. So whether he gave them the Holy Spirit and then they developed, I don't know. But I know that all these things are skills and abilities for the purpose of building the temple. That's why God allowed them to learn how to do that and develop those abilities. And he had it for that purpose and time to set them loose to go do what they did well. What I want you to see is all these things we're talking about. Purpose, passion, personal style, now talents and abilities. All this stuff you and I ought to be evaluating in our life. If we're question marking and we're saying, life seems unfulfilling. We ought to be saying, why? And we ought to be looking at these things to see what it is God wants to do with us right now, here at this time, with all these things He's given to us, invested in us, allowed us to enjoy, to develop, and boom, here we are, just like those guys. It was time to build the temple. Boom, it's time for us here to build the kingdom. And it doesn't happen in these four walls all the time. All right. So, as we look at this passage, there's one thing that I think is very important that we notice. And that is that the Bible says that God does give people skills and abilities, and we have to be careful when we're determining whether all talents, skills, and abilities are God-given to the degree that spiritual gifts are given. You know, we know that spiritual gifts, God does by the Holy Spirit. He can give a gift. He can take a gift. He can add more gifts as people sense the need in the people of God. Because gifts are for the body, not for the individual. Because my spiritual gifts really aren't given to me in order for me to make money. They are given to me so that I can encourage and develop and help other believers grow up. And that's what your gifts are for, to help me grow up. All right. So all that, first passage. See where we are? Let's go to another passage. This one's a little bit more general, but I think it's true for what we're talking about. It's from Paul's letter to the Colossians. And as he's nearing the end of a section there, he said, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God." Then we get where we need to go. "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, whichever, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." So whatever abilities, whatever talents, whatever skills we have, that is why we have them. And if we find ourselves trying to use them in some other way, guess what? They won't be as fruitful. Will be just as unfulfilled. So we can have them and we can try to use them, but if we use them in the wrong way, we'll be right back at square one. Does that make sense? Okay. Then, last slide before I start giving you pieces of paper. John, next slide, please. We have a couple of questions. When we talk about talents and abilities and skills, we have a question we need to ask, and that is, what do you have a knack for? What do you know you have a knack for? Now, usually the way that you get that knowledge is from the next question. That is, what if people told you that you do well? They said, "You know, I like it when you do that." Or, "Good, you did that well." You hear that enough, you've got a pretty good idea that that is one of these three things. It's either talent, ability, or skill that God's given to you, and it's time to go hunt. Okay? You're a pointer, go hunt. Okay? Third question, what can you teach others? You know, if there's something that you know that you have a propensity, felicity with, or what you're good at it, and it's something that you can actually teach somebody else, chances are, it's one of those three things. It's an ability, a talent, or a skill that then you know you have because God wants you to use it for His kingdom. And I'm looking at many of you that do that already. Okay? But I'm wanting you to put all these things together. Put all the boxes in the train, connect them all together, and see where that train is going. That's what we've got to do. All right, so, you with me? Okay, passing out pens. Anybody need a pen? Everybody got pens? Pens are coming. Pens. There's two. Need one? Yes. Thank you. Just in case. Bobby, got one. Pin. Thank you. You're welcome. All right. Okay. Thank you. All right. Now, what I'm going to give you are two very imprecise and imperfect little inventories. I'm going to use the word, they're gooey. Okay? In other words, as hard as it was to define all these things, I'm telling you, it's as hard to categorize them. Okay? So what I'm doing is I'm going to give you a couple of ways to look at all these things, because the important thing is that you recognize those things, not that you can define them perfectly. Does that make sense? You don't have to say, this is a talent, this is an ability, and this is a skill. What you have to know is that you can do something, and then you realize God gave it to you for a reason. He's allowed it in your life for a reason. Okay? So here's the first one. All right, what you'll see on this inventory is a group of boxes. What you're going to do with the group of boxes, you're going to put either one, a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the most like you, 1 being the least like you. For instance, under creative, when it says designing, me personally, on a scale from 1 to 5, when it comes to designing, I'm a 1. I don't design too many things. I get creative ideas, but I don't design very much. Okay, so it's 1 to 5, I'm going 1. Okay, so I do that with all those words, those descriptive words down, 1 to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then after I do that, then I add it up there on the right. However many total after I've done all that. And I do that with each one of those little categories. Okay, and I put the number that adds up in that category on the right-hand side in that single box. And once you do that in just a minute, I'm going to give you another sheet where you can hopefully put some of that in context. And then I'll try to tell you why you want to put it in context. It'll take a couple of minutes to do that math. All right, so once you get everything totaled, on the skill score sheet, you'll put your total there in the left hand, and then you'll kind of rank them in terms of the order. Ties, just put 2-2, you know, first, second, and then third, fourth, fifth. And if you have 2-2s or whatever. Thank you, John. That's right. We're done. All right. So, for instance, as I fill this out, I'm looking at the creative category. I got a total score of 12 there. That was my 8th in my rank. Numerical, I had a 19. That was 4th in my rank. Written communication, what do you think? I got a 23, it was the 2nd. Practical, 9 and 9. Problem solving, 14, and that made it 6th in my order. Organizing, 18, made it 5th in my order. Social and interpersonal, that was a 20, made it 3rd in my order. Influencing, 13, made it 7th in my order. And verbal communication, 24, made it 1st in my order. Okay. Now, what does all that mean? What it means is, as I'm looking at this, there are certain things that I need to make sure that I'm finding an outlet when I connect it with all those other things that God has given to me and done in my life. And I'm looking at my passion, looking at His purpose for me. I'm looking at my personal style. And then I'm looking at these talents, abilities, and skills, and making sure that I am submitting those. If I don't feel like I have an outlet in my life for fruitful ministry using those abilities, those talents, and all these other things hitched together, then I need to be asking God, where do I need to do that? Where do I need to be looking? Who do I need to find that I can partner with? How can we get these things outside? I was telling somebody up here, I think it was Bethany. Whenever you were a kid, did you hear the joke of, you walk into a tobacco shop and you ask the question, if you're a kid, do you have Prince Albert in a can? And the silly answer is, well, you let him out. Well, here you go, okay? You got these talents and gifts and abilities in the can, let them out. Okay, let them out. Don't keep holding on to them. Don't keep them in the can, which goes back to the other, one of my other favorite expressions, which is the way of the world is to get all you can all you get, sit on the lid and poison the rest. That's the world. That's not us. Okay, us is let's open up the lid and get it out. All right, so here's one way to look at things. One way to see the things you might be hitching to those other things to see how they make sense. John, there's a little diagram I think I tried to do. This is not perfect, but hey, what is? You can see how these things somewhat intersect somewhere in the discussion of what we've had today. You see, the purpose is the foundation. Okay, that is like the Great Commission. As you're going, make disciples. Well, how do you make disciples? Well, you make disciples when you consider your personal style, your interests, passions, your talents, and then we got that other factor that we're going to talk about next week, spiritual gifts. And in the middle there, that fulfilling, fruitful ministry, the whole idea is, that is, if you remember my discussion of passions and interests, that's what we're going to call the sweet spot. It's like that perfect place on a tennis racket, that perfect place on a baseball bat, where when you hit the ball in that place, it goes harder, stronger, faster, better than anywhere else. And each one of us have those places in our lives where everything feels like it's going on all cylinders when these things are intersecting and they're matching up. But if we're not focusing on them, if we're not asking God to show us how to implement all these things and let all these things intersect so that our sweet spot becomes clear, we may feel unfulfilled. We may feel as though we are not being productive for the kingdom. You and I are not smart enough to figure out in and of ourselves how all this works. That's why we have to submit it to God in prayer and why we need to trust each other. He gave us to each other for the purpose of all of us helping each other see clearly who and what He's made us to do. When we try to do it on our own, we try to figure it out, we try to act like we're smart, that's when we get into troubles. But when we have other people in our lives to share our lives who know us, you know, I may get some crazy idea like, you know, okay, let's say, let's say I wasn't being honest with myself and my practical wasn't 9, it was at 25. And you look and y'all hang out with me and you know, no, because you don't see me doing any practical things unless I absolutely have to. Because I don't know how to do anything. The only thing I know how to do is the stuff that I ask you, and then I forget it pretty quick. You know, I've asked Bobby to do my breaks and Don to do my breaks at least once or twice, at least. And you know what? I might be able to do half of it by myself because I'm not a practical, skill, mechanical guy. And if I try to do it on my own, I'm going to mess it up. So to fool myself to think I can go in and do something, it's just not who I am. Does this make sense to you? All right. I want to finish this with another way to look at this. I don't want you to do this now. Okay? This is another inventory that I want you to look at and do on your own some other time. It's trying to cover the same kinds of things, but it does it in a different way. Why am I doing this? Because none of these is perfect. These are just man-made guesses at how to get us to identify these things in our lives. Does that make sense? And to think that any one is going to do it perfectly is probably a little bit imprecise. So this is just another thing for you to do because it's another way to look at the same stuff that we've been doing. Thank you, Dave. All right, anything that you feel like as I've been talking, anything that makes sense to you for the first time or you feel like you've heard from somebody that wasn't me? You know, God say something to you? That would be okay. In fact, it'd probably be better than listening to me in the first place. Okay, any observations or questions you want to make about the way that the inventories are set up? You'll notice that the second one that I just gave you doesn't get you to quantify anything. There's no adding up. It's just a matter of kind of making observations about certain things. Okay. Yeah, I think that'd be true. Charles was explaining that he had been in a seminar event where he was at a table with several others, and they were called on to affirm the abilities and talents and skills and maybe even gifts, I don't know, in that seminar. And that he found that those people, after spending a short period of time with them, basically, in a large scheme of things, were able to identify his abilities and talents and gifts and skills. And that was pretty impressive. Not because it was a human thing, but because it was a God thing. God revealed that. Remember, one of the first things that you need to do as you're processing this, because we're not through yet. We're not through talking about all this stuff. The matrix isn't finished yet, okay? We've still got one more line to put up there. But as you're processing this, you need to be talking with people about this. Especially if you're one of those folks that feels like you're just not hitting the sweet spot. You feel like you're not being as fruitful as you need to be. And it doesn't mean you have to be doing a bunch of stuff, because that's not the purpose. The purpose of this is not to put a guilt trip on you so that you do a bunch of stuff. It is so that you find, for this point, this time, this place, where God is directing you to use all that He's poured into you so that you feel fulfilled and there's fruit coming. That is what He wants us to experience. And that never happens again when we're trying to figure it out ourselves, all on our own. We have to have one another to help each other do that. That's why community is such a big part of who Jesus has made us to be, who the Spirit of God causes us to be. Okay. All right. You don't have anything to say? I'm going to pray. All right. Let's pray. Father God, we know that we are doing the very best we can to understand who You've made us to be. Lord, we could not track back all the things that You've allowed in our lives that have been a part of how You have wired us and made us and gifted us. But Lord, we want to try to do the very best we can to be good stewards with all the things You've allowed into our lives. And Lord, I pray that as we go through this process, You will show us things that maybe we have not seen before. So that, Lord, we can launch out in new ways so that we can really do something to shed light in the darkness. And all the things You've done in our lives, Lord, we'll find that those are ways and things that You can use to change lives out there. We ask You to do this in us for Your sake and Your purpose and Your name. Amen.